This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, could your dog have arthritis? And heartfelt inspiration from a dog mom. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that? It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
How many of you have pets? My hand's raised. Now think about how lucky you are to have such a sweet little pet in your life, and that pet is lucky to have you too. But unfortunately, there are countless pets out there that don't have a home to call their own. However, Bob's from Skechers is trying to change that. So we developed Bob's for Dogs and Cats to help pets in need. With every purchase of adorable Bob's footwear or fun, stylish apparel, or even the cutest Bob's pet accessories, Skechers makes a donation to Petco Love to help save shelter pets. And with your help, we've already saved the lives of over 1 million pets and raised over $7 million. So while you're getting style and comfort with features like Skechers' famous memory foam cushioning, you're also helping to save an adorable pet in need and helping another lucky owner be connected with a future best friend and companion. Because happiness is having a loving pet by your side. Find Bob's at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, select Petco locations, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I have with me today Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, you know, sometimes with our dogs, as they get older, and even as they're kind of like in middle age, we start to see things that might make us a little worried about the way they are acting. Can you explain a little bit about that? You know, they may be a little slowed down, maybe a little, I don't know, not what they used to be.
Absolutely. So many pet owners may not realize that canine arthritis can come on at any age. We have our older pets that can get arthritis, but in some of our larger breed dogs, they can actually get it a little earlier in age as well. So that's why it's really important for pet owners to kind of be able to notice the signs and have help identifying whether that's something that's a normal activity level for that age, or if they may be having some uncomfortableness or pain due to arthritic conditions. So they came out with a new educational tool online for pet owners that I wanted to share with everybody because it's a really, really great tool. So it's called RethinkOA.com, and it tells you like how canine osteoarthritis affects the dog's joints, the early signs of the disease, and also it helps you identify what treatment options may be available to you to slow its progression. So it's not in regard to any one specific product, any one specific thing. It just gives you tips and tricks and lets you know when you should think about contacting your veterinarian. So if you go to the site, it's www.rethinkoa.com. And when you get there, it talks about basic information on arthritis, whether it's too much play or whether it's a sign of some arthritic issues. And it actually has a quiz that you can take at home for your dog. There's no charge. It's a free website. And you just take the little quiz and it asks different questions in regards to your pet's mobility. For example, when you get in there, like, how easily does your dog jump into the car or onto your bed or onto a couch? Things of that nature. And it gives you, it'll calculate so many points for each item. So, like, one of the other questions is, when you and your dog are walking, does your dog walk, like, close to you, behind you, beside you, in front of you? Things of that nature, because they can test how far a dog's joints are pushed by the movements it makes. So at the end of the quiz, when you go through your 7 questions, it'll actually give you directives onto your level of pet's arthritis. So they can say, at this level, you're fine. You shouldn't need to take any other additional action. However, if you're seeing something happen more in the future, then it's time to go in. Or it may say, hey, this level, you should really be checking in with your veterinarian to at least get on some kind of joint supplement or have an x-ray done to look for hip issues or this or that, whatever the test describes you as. So, and it'll tell you like your risk level. So it goes up to 19 points. It'll tell you you're at a mid-level, you're at a high level, and what kind of signs you should be really looking for and what the arthritis can be doing to the pet at that level.
Wow, that's pretty interesting and pretty informative. Can you just give out the website one more time? And I also want to ask, should we bring the answers to the questions with us to the vet so that it helps our vet to know what's going on and what we observed? Because it's kind of like a guide almost to what we're observing.
Absolutely. So the website is rethinkoa.com. So rethinkoa.com. And it'll definitely mention to you that you should be checking with your veterinarian at your next appointment with what it's saying.
Wow, that's really helpful. That's a great guide. Is there anything like working with our veterinarian that you see in your profession? I mean, you work with the dogs all the time. How this, I know it can't ever be totally cured, but help to alleviate the symptoms?
Absolutely. So that's the main thing. Arthritis is tricky because it's not like you're going to go backwards in time. You know what I mean? If you start supplements for arthritis, it's not that it's going to stop the problem. You're just going to try to slow the progression. So that's why it's really important, especially with certain breeds and our like larger breed pets, our more active pets. They're having more friction on those joints from day to day, normal play, just the size, overweight pets. You can have small pets that are not usually really bad with arthritic issues, but they may, you know, be overweight. And that can really put a lot of stress on the joints, and that can cause early arthritic issues. So it's not just our large working breed dogs. There's no one size fits all for arthritis. And the age can span some that just, you know, just congenitally born with not great joints. So definitely being on the lookout from an early age. And we always recommend that bare minimum when your pet becomes older in age, that they get on some kind of joint supplement to stop the progression. But definitely at a younger age, just being aware of what symptoms and signs to look for. And that quiz will help you go through all that.
Well, Monica, this is great advice. Great website to go to. Very helpful. And it's also a great tool to help us to kind of present what are the issues are in a very organized manner with our vets. Because you're right, this isn't something that ever can't be cured, but it could help to make things a little easier and the symptoms, alleviate the symptoms a little bit. Having 3 dogs with arthritis, I totally understand. So thank you so much. It's very, very valuable information.
Thank you. And even though this app is for dogs, just briefly with our kitty friends, even though they don't have an app, if you are noticing your cat not jumping up as much as it used to, or just slowing down or walking kind of lower to the ground, arthritis in older cats is something that is almost always overlooked because it's not talked about as much. And arthritis in cats can be a very painful thing as well. So just did not want to forget to mention our kitties in there. And even though there's not an app for the kitties yet, definitely, you know, remember to talk to your veterinarian when you're in for your yearly visits or however often you're in, about your cat slowing down with age.
Well, that's great. And so for both dogs and cats, even though it's a canine presentation, I think that if people use it, and it's something that we should be observing in our dogs and our cats anyway, as they get older, or even, as you said, if they may be a little overweight or whatever could be helping to cause this, it's better to be ahead of it than to catch it when it's too late. So I thank you very much. This is great, great information, as usual.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning 3-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, a heartfelt and inspirational update from a loving dog mom. Stay with us.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, Stitcher, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. In early 2022, Colleen Gray was our guest sharing her journey with a beloved corgi, Scooter, who had been diagnosed with degenerative myelopathy. And she's with us today to update us and further share her and Scooter's journey. Welcome back, Colleen. And to be totally transparent, Colleen is my sister and Scooter was my nephew. So welcome back, Colleen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, so happy to have you on. And you have such an important message that needs to be shared. And Colleen, for those listeners not familiar with degenerative myelopathy, can you tell us about it and who does it affect?
Yes. So degenerative myelopathy is also known as DM, as you had mentioned. It's the canine version of ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease in people. It's a debilitating, progressive, and fatal disease caused by the degeneration of the myelin sheath of the spinal cord. It is the typical age of onset is between 8 and 14 years, although some breeds may develop symptoms sooner. And the typical progression of the disease starts with a loss of coordination in one hind leg. You may notice your dog wobbling as he walks with the middle nails kind of wearing down on one hind paw. Over time, these symptoms worsen, resulting in paralysis of both hind legs. And if the dog lives with this disease long enough, it will result in paralysis of the torso and front leg. So it's a progressive disease, and there is no cure right now, but it is important to raise awareness about it because sometimes it's difficult to diagnose.
Can you just tell us a little bit about Scooter and what his life was like before his DM diagnosis?
Yes. So Scooter was and still is in my heart our beloved Pembroke Welsh Corgi. He was a healthy, vibrant, active, and very vocal boy. He loved his walks at the park. He loved going to the beach here in San Diego with our friends. He loved running around in our yard with our other two corgis. And he also took classes weekly at our local obedience club, and he absolutely lived for those classes. He had so many friends there, and all of his instructors loved him. So it was always something we really looked forward to. So he was a very, very healthy, vibrant boy.
I remember him very well. And he loved his classes. He was he was very, very active and everyone loved him. He just had a magnetic personality. He still does. But once he was diagnosed, how did your journey with Scooter change and what things became very important to you?
So once he was diagnosed, which we'll maybe talk a little bit more about a little bit farther down the line in our chat, but once he was diagnosed, and I kind of got my mind around it, our focus was more on adding life to his years because we came to know with degenerative myelopathy that essentially his life would be shortened. And at the time he was diagnosed, he was only 9. So he was still relatively young. So our focus was to keep him as vibrant and healthy and active and mentally and emotionally happy as we could, and try to treat him as if he was an able dog and less like he was a disabled dog. So we did still many of the activities that we were doing prior to his DM diagnosis, but he would essentially do a lot of those activities in his cart. So they have little doggy wheelchairs available. They actually have one in a corgi configuration. That's amazing. It's actually such a common situation and disease in corgis. They've made wheelchairs specifically for corgis. So we would still go to the park. We would still go for our walks. We would actually still go to our classes. We took our obedience classes in his wheelchair, and he absolutely loved it. Every single week, he just brightened up as soon as he knew where he was going. We'd go out on the field where we took our classes in his little wagon. We'd take him out of his wagon and put him in his little cart, and he was off and running. So that was kind of our focus, was to keep his life as normal as it could be. It was just kind of different, and the focus was more on quality of life and doing activities and physical therapies and those types of things to keep him strong and happy.
What types of therapy and equipment did you try with Scooter, and what did you find most helpful?
So fortunately, we had a wonderful team of veterinarians who were available to guide us. And also, I had some friends with corgis who had been on this journey before, so I learned quite a bit from them about what we could do and the types of things we could use to help keep him vibrant and happy. So most of the therapies that we did were actually very helpful and did help to keep him strong. The water therapy, we did water treadmill at our local veterinary rehab. We're very fortunate here in San Diego to have some kind of advanced rehab centers for pets, which is amazing. But he had water treadmill therapy. So essentially they would put him in a water treadmill and he would walk in the water treadmill. So the water would kind of lift him up. And he could move his back legs, even when he couldn't move his back legs in a regular setting, with the buoyancy of the water and the water treadmill, he was able to exercise those back legs because he didn't have any of his body weight kind of pushing down on those weak legs. Over time, he did become weaker behind, but we continued to do the water treadmill because he was able to exercise his front legs at the same time. So even as the disease progressed, we continued to do the water treadmill. Also, swimming therapy. We took him to a pool therapy, she was a pool therapy technician, and we would bring him to a pool. They'd put a life jacket on him, and he would actually swim around the pool in very, very warm water. It was about 80, 85 degrees, and he loved pool therapy. He loved his pool physical therapist, and again, kind of as the disease progressed, he became less able to use his back legs in the water, but he was still able to use his front legs. He would often go, when we first started, he could only go maybe very short stints. And then after we had done two or three sessions and he had kind of gotten the hang of it, he could go maybe 3 or 4 minutes in the pool without a break and kind of progress from there. As he became a little bit weaker, of course, those stints in the water would become a little less long, but that did help keep him strong again because of that buoyancy in the water. We also did laser therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic, and we did get him out quite a bit in his cart, so he was able to walk to his best ability just out in a normal setting. So kind of all of those things contributed to keeping him mentally healthy and physically strong as best we could. When he did get weaker over time, we had a stroller called a Dogger. It was actually made specifically for dogs who had disabilities. And it was really nice. It was kind of like a baby jogger, but it was made for dogs, and we would put him in the Dogger. We'd get him out to the park and get him out on all kinds of walks, and it was really fun. So even when he couldn't get out so much in his cart, we were able to get him out and about in his Dogger. So over time, his therapies and the types of equipment that we used were, you know, they kind of evolved. Very, very early on as well, we had a harness called a Help Him Up harness. And that was very, very helpful at the very beginning. But again, we kind of evolved into these other pieces of equipment and the other types of therapies as the DM progressed. But it was amazing. You know, we just kind of changed and as we needed to. And again, with the help of our wonderful veterinarians and technicians, and also through some support groups on Facebook, Shade Out DM and Corgis on Wheels, we were really, really able to keep him happy as he could be.
And my sister lives in California. I live on the East Coast. And you did send videos, and he would be so happy in his wheelchair. He'd be running around and doing his little courses. And also, I remember the sister, and I remember telling you this, in his carriage, the one that you got him that's kind of made for the dogs and mobility, he reminded me of Leonardo DiCaprio. And in the front of the Titanic, he'd stick his head out over it like it was, he just was, I'm king of the world. And he would be going around. And I used to send you that. I used to say, he's the king of the world. And he would just love it. He would have his head up and the breeze would be going through him. So what is important out of this is I think the sense of normalcy you tried to keep so that Scooter didn't really know what was going on. He was still doing the things that he loved. He was just doing them in a different way. And that's so important because it not only helps to improve and maintain his quality of life as best it can, but it also has that mental stimulation. He was so happy. He was a happy little boy and got to visit everybody. He used to love to visit all the stores you went to. He had his little fan club who would love him. And I'd see the pictures of him in his little wheelchair going through. And it was just amazing what you did and how you maintain that sense of normalcy with what was going on. And you were learning as you were going along how to do this. So, you know, I commend you. And listeners, there is what my sister is telling you, I learned about this disease through Scooter too. I had no idea. You may get the diagnosis, but the interim of the diagnosis to when the disease takes your dog, you can make it so happy and so good for your dog so that he's enjoying life and you're enjoying life. When we last spoke, we did talk about some of these things, and you were actually learning more things that you could do with Scooter. Since we last spoke, you lost Scooter. Can you just share with us what happened?
Yes. So DM is it's a disease that from the date of onset to the date of losing your pet can be as long as 3 years. When you think of ALS, when you think of people who have had Lou Gehrig's disease and you think of their journey, it's quite similar in DM. So it can be a relatively longish journey. So we actually thought we were going to have Scooter longer. So he was 9 years old when he was diagnosed. As I had mentioned to you, he stayed really strong. His muscle mass year over year was actually better at year one than it was when we started taking his measurements. So he was in amazing physical shape as, you know, as we continued to do these therapies. So although we were able to keep him strong, like with most injuries or physical conditions, kind of fringe issues or secondary or tertiary issues can develop because you move strangely or you know, your body compensates in other ways. You know, when you think of having like knee surgery or hip surgery or you have a back issue, your body just moves strangely and you develop these other conditions. So Scooter, as a result of his condition, his DM, he developed an issue with his neck. We're not quite sure how it happened. It could have been that he just moved the wrong way. We don't really know. So, you know, we had it x-rayed. We had it ultrasounded. We couldn't see anything, you know, that looked significant. So it was probably a soft tissue situation. We had, we did laser, we did chiropractic, we did all the things that the veterinarians told us to do. We also gave him medication to help with the pain. He would feel better. Then it would become acute every once in a while. It was just one of those persistent conditions. And it was really only about in the last month of his life. So, you know, after really, really focusing on that area with different therapies, in the middle of the night, one night in July of 2022, he had a crisis moment. It was one of those situations where he had to go to the emergency vet. We literally picked him up on his bed. We didn't even move his bed. We just brought him out flat in his bed out to our SUV and put him in the back, brought him to the emergency vet. And it was one of those situations where they just could not resolve this acute neck issue. So the humane thing for Scooter at that point was to let him pass peacefully in our arms, which is what we did, and we did have to euthanize him. But at some point that we have found through different people in our support groups that does happen, and it's heartbreaking. And you know, you hear from people who really don't know a lot about DM, oh, the disease itself doesn't really hurt. And we kind of think that that's probably the case. It's kind of a progressive, you know, it's not like it's a spinal bone disease. It's not like it's something that's super, super, super painful, but it's the other things that come along with it and with the progressive paralysis that cause the pain. So we came to learn that. And when we hear cavalier statements like, DM doesn't hurt, we have found firsthand and through others that indeed it can be a painful condition because of the other things that develop. So Scooter lived with DM for about a year and a half. We felt very, very, very blessed to have him for that long. And that's unfortunately how we lost him. So we're carrying on his legacy, paying it forward, and hopefully sharing information that others can learn from in his name, because he was just the best boy.
He was, and I'm sure the listeners were all so sorry for your loss. And, you know, sister, you mentioned that there were so many people along the way who helped you on this journey, Hugh and Scooter's journey with DM, that really touched your life and changed your life in such a beautiful way. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it was amazing. And to this day, I have forever friends that I met along this journey. As I had mentioned, I had a couple of friends who had corgis who went through this journey. And they, although we were friendly, they were so, so helpful with kindness and love and advice. I don't know what I would have done without them. So here locally, my corgi people, my corgi friends were super, super helpful. The veterinary community was wonderful. Fortunately, I have a veterinarian who is familiar with degenerative myelopathy, and he was quick to refer us to a veterinary neurologist, who often the veterinary neurologists are the ones who can truly diagnose DM. It's one of those diseases, it's by process of elimination. You can't fully diagnose DM actually until there's an autopsy. So you rule out things like, you know, IVDD, which is the bones of the spine issue. There are all types of orthopedic situations that have to be ruled out, that they take blood work, et cetera, et cetera. But a really good neurologist will be able to spot DM. Certainly you want to do all the tests that rule it out, but usually they'll help get you right into a physical therapy situation right away, because that's the only thing that there's some support that may slow down the clinical progression of DM is physical therapy. So my regular veterinarian was wonderful. The neurologist was wonderful. And at the neurology center, it's a group of specialists that actually had veterinary rehab. So the physical therapists were wonderful. Again, they're still forever friends of ours. We send them still, you know, stay back and forth with communication. It's just wonderful. And also the people that I met through my support groups, Shade Out DM and Corgis on Wheels, I actually met some of them at a Shade Out DM walk. And Shade Out DM is an organization that raises awareness about DM. And we actually had a fundraising walk. I walked in honor of Scooter. And the founder of Shade Out DM, her name is Tawny Beckman, has become a very close friend of mine, as well as her sister and other people that I walked with. There are people all over the world that I connect with on these Facebook groups that they helped me on my journey. When I had questions, I would just post a question on the Facebook pages. And then as I was learning, I would share information with them about what was helping Scooter and all that. So it's this beautiful community of really, really special people and people who love and care for their animals that way, to that extent. It's really, really special. And I'm sure many of your, if not all of your listeners, are the same way. As we do all that we can to help make their lives better, and the beautiful people you meet along the way are just a real blessing.
So important to have a support group. You have lived through this, and you've researched DM, and you've experienced it. Do you have any advice that you can share that would be helpful to our listeners who may be experiencing it or may experience it, so that it'll sort of help them?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share some thoughts. The first is your veterinarian, just kind of be aware that not all veterinarians are fluent in DM symptoms and et cetera. Corgis, Boxers, German Shepherds, Pugs, Bernese Mountain Dogs, Chesapeake Bay Retrievers, Great Pyrenees, Terry Blue Terriers, Rhodesian Ridgebacks, Australian Shepherds, on and on and on. You would think that all veterinarians would really have their arms around this, and not all do. Some do, maybe many do, but just be aware that if you kind of see symptoms, actually, Scooter's groomer was the first one who noticed his symptoms. I didn't even know that much about DM. I've had corgis for over 30 years. I didn't really know much about it at all. I knew it was out there. I didn't really even know what the symptoms were. But his groomer was actually, she's a corgi breeder. She recognized it in him. And she said, I think you should probably get him to his vet and have him looked at, because this looks like it might be DM, which was such a gift, because I certainly would not have thought that right away. And my veterinarian, fortunately, is quite well versed in it. But even he said, you know, Colleen, I think I need to send you to a neurologist, because this is kind of their thing. And I'm not sure if it's DM, but it kind of looks like it might be. Could be something else too, but I think we really need to have it looked at. So just kind of be aware that if you see that wobbling, I know we kind of talked a little bit about the symptoms at the beginning of our talk, like the wobbling, and if you notice they're dragging one of their back feet a little bit, it could be something totally different. It could be a knee injury. It could be all kinds of different things, but just kind of in the back of your mind, think that possibly it could be DM. And again, it's in 100 breeds. It's in mixed breeds. So it really affects a lot of dogs. So just kind of be aware about that, and maybe ask your veterinarian about it. Maybe even do a little research on your own. The other thing that was really helpful for us was that we had pet insurance. And I hadn't had pet insurance ever, because I remember doing research on it years ago, and it wasn't that great. But the company I work for now actually offers pet insurance as a benefit. I still pay the premiums, but, you know, we get kind of a group discount. I would have never thought to look at it again, and I'm so glad I did, and I'm so glad I had Scooter enrolled in pet insurance, because they paid for an awful lot of these therapies, and we were really, really fortunate. We had Nationwide with kind of the comprehensive care with him. I know there are other pet insurance companies. We actually have our puppy now insured through Trupanion. So talk to your vet and find out from them the insurance companies you should maybe take a look at, because it can really, really help when those, you know, the big veterinary expenses come up, to not even have to think about that and just know that the expenses will be mostly covered, hopefully, by your pet insurance company. So take a look at that. Another thing is DM is a completely preventable disease. So using good breeding practices, which include genetic testing for DM, only a breeder, a good quality breeder, will breed a quality carrier dog to a DM clear dog and slowly eradicate the DM gene from the bloodline. So the breeders really understand this. And unfortunately, it's prevalent in so many breeds right now. It's going to take ethical breeders to essentially get rid of this disease. So if you are going to get a purebred dog, ask your breeder, have you tested for DM? Are the parents tested for DM? Are the parents DM clear? Those are really, really important questions to ask. And, you know, you may very well have an at-risk puppy in your life, and you may embrace that, because if the puppy is at risk, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get DM, but it means they have a propensity to get that. So, you know, it's not to say that you wouldn't welcome a puppy with this condition into your life. I'm not suggesting that at all. But keeping pressure on breeders and asking the questions might encourage them to think about getting this genetic testing, because they're the ones who can fully eradicate the disease. And it's really inexpensive testing. You know, to do a DM genetic test is very, very inexpensive for breeders to do. So super responsible breeders, thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate the hard work you're doing to keep our dogs healthy. And for those who aren't, maybe kind of think about that, because it is important, and you can definitely save puppies and their people from this heartbreaking journey if the dog doesn't have the genetic predisposition. So those are kind of the main things I'd like to share with you. And also, if you do get a diagnosis like DM or really any other debilitating disease, I know for me, I was kind of like a deer in the headlights. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't get my mind around it. I was devastated. After getting my mind around it a little bit and with the help of the veterinary community, I really did see that the quality of life that my dog could have despite this was phenomenal. And truly, some of our most special moments with Scooter were while we were on this DM journey. It was amazing. And I'm sure he would have had a great life despite this. We certainly would still have him. But we met some amazing people, and we were so focused on making the most of his time with us that it was really, really a special, special time. So, you know, don't give up. Just surround yourself with good people. Do the best you can. Love your dogs. And you know, every day we have with them is a blessing.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing this and sharing yours and Scooter's journey through this, because it does alter lives. It changes lives forever. But thank you for bringing forward the fact that the importance of maintaining quality of life, which affects the pet and the pet parent. And I'm so honored to have known Scooter. He was just such a joy. He was just a happy little boy. Everyone he came in contact with, he just lit them up with just such joy. And he was loved by so many, but just please know that he will always be loved and remembered as the special boy that he was. And even though he's no longer here with us, he's over the Rainbow Bridge, I'm sure, with Olive dancing around on all of their four legs. Now Olive had three. He was working with two. So I'm sure they're running around and having a great time. And he is still working with you to bring awareness about DM. And thank you for sharing his sweet story with us. Again, I'm so sorry for your loss. But Scooter's, his story is going to live on really forever through you and your commitment and your passion to continue to bring awareness about DM, and not only about the disease itself, but about living through it with your beloved fur kids, so that life continues. It just continues in a little bit of a different way. And your knowledge and insight, it's going to inspire others. I'm sure it's inspired the listeners right now. I know you inspired me, because I was learning along with you, and I was amazed at your insight and your dedication and the knowledge that you acquired. And thank you for sharing that with us, because I believe it'll help pet parents who are faced with a similar diagnosis with their precious fur kids. So on behalf of pet parents everywhere, as well as myself, I want to thank you and thank you for sharing your story about your beloved Scooter. We're so sorry for his loss. But as I said, I believe him and Olive are over the Rainbow Bridge, running around on all four legs, doing something that they lost the ability to do here, but are running around going, "Go, Mom, keep sharing my story. I'm doing really good over here." So thank you so much, Colleen. I appreciate your coming back to share your story. And guess what? I'm thinking we may be talking more about this, because I believe it's something that we need to keep in front of pet parents so that they understand it. And when the diagnosis comes, you're not alone. There's others that can share it with you and go through it with you, and you'll learn and you'll benefit from. So I thank you so very much for doing that. You and Scooter are doing a lot, just bringing awareness to this.
Thank you. It's been an honor to talk with you about this, with you and your listeners. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.